Well, rural Iowa, fields and barns as far as the eye can see. And this is the state that could decide the future of American politics. And we are on a very windy pig farm for a particular reason.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
An advert for the Republican nominee for senator here that grabbed America's attention. Iowa was supposed to be an easy win for the Democrats, but this, until recently unknown candidate, has turned it into one of the battles that could help her party take control of the Senate. She did it with this ad about rural values that had a huge impact on opinion polls here, where the parties are now neck and neck.
Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
Well, back on the pig farm here in Red Oak, which is where Joni Ernst is from, what does farmer Kirk Swanson think of it all?
If you look back at what this country was built on, it was built on hard work and ethics and pride. I think there's people in Iowa that still stand for that.
If there's criticism of Joni Ernst's campaign, is that it's more about personality than it is about policies. What would you say to that?
Well, I do know one thing. Our ad campaigns have gotten so negative that I look forward to the elections being over. My grandparents, they probably would have slapped me if I would have handled situations like that of talking bad about somebody to try and promote myself. And it bothers me. They should be our leaders.
But the absence of a big overriding policy issue in these elections, like the economy or health, may have encouraged this focus on the character of candidates, not just here but across the US. In this crucial battle in Iowa, there are many who feel the Democrats just haven't got it right. Well, we've driven across Iowa to this beautiful place, Holiday Lake, and it's where the Democrat candidate, Bruce Braley, has a home. But his fate could come down not to pigs, but poultry. It has not gone down well that he and his wife complained about the chickens of their neighbour, Pauline Hampton, who we've come to see.
I saw Carolyn Braley mowing her lawn, and I went down to offer her some eggs because we always have excess amount of eggs with the chickens. And that's when she told me that they had filed a formal complaint. So otherwise, they had never mentioned it until I actually was bringing over some eggs for them.
Now, we have spoken to people for whom this dispute about your chickens has influenced the way they are going to vote. What do you think about that?
Well, I would imagine that it would be influenced because it influenced me the same way. I think the consensus was a communication breakdown. If you can't even talk to your neighbors, how are you going to represent the Iowa community in the Senate? So.
Now, where are these notorious chickens?
I'm still looking for them. They escaped from their coop.
And on such things, could the destiny of the U.S. Senate be decided?
Yeah, they're in the garden.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah, they like to get in the dirt.
Both parties know this race matters. It's why so many political big hitters have been here to drum up support. On Tuesday night, they'll all be watching to see if four chickens and a pig-themed campaign do indeed help tilt the balance of power in America's upper house.